Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Oh, well, welcome, darling, and hello.
I love how you're saying that now.
Oh, do you?
You're really like, you yes. really get
well,
in
I
it.
Well, I really mean it.
You really set the tone yeah. nicely.
I'm just so impressed they've come back, to be honest. You've come back, dear listener, and I can't tell you how delighted I am about it.
But that, the way that you say it is almost like the vicar's wife, you know, over yes. the stable door while she's got a cup of tea in her hand.
Well, I mean, that is my goal in life, let's face it. One day I will be a vicar's wife. Whether the vicar likes it or not.
Don't mind me, your clergyman or whatever.
Don't mind me, Harold.
Harold.
Just popping another flapjack on. Oh, gosh. So hello and welcome and do come in and take a seat. Harold will be down in a moment. He's just finishing his sermon.
Can I have some flapjack, please?
Of course, darling. Oh, I've got 84 tins worth. Oh, my gosh. So look, coming up on the podcast today, the heat. The damn heat. Yes, I'm moaning about the heat once again. And we will have news from Sheila and Ken.
Yes, it's a Ken week and it's a story from the vaults.
Oh, God!
It's one of the most amazing stories ever.
We started this a couple of weeks ago, if you've missed this, dear listener, that just for whatever reason, if we can't get hold of Ken, Sheila or June, we pull a story from the vaults, from the archive.
Well, I spoke to Ken. Ken was like, you must have been thin on the ground that week to tell that story. I was like, Ken, I couldn't get a hold of any of you.
Ken, the phone was ringing out.
But he's given me this story.
Oh, brilliant.
Which was, I'll tell you how yes. How we lead on to that.
I love it. Because June started doing this, sending bits in for the podcast. This would be good. Sending
well, it's because
it in.
Now they've been to the live. They know yes. that it's real.
Oh, they've got a bit of editorial control over the whole thing. That's it. They've got their eye
well,
on
Well, they've met
fans.
Port Salut crew. Yes. They know that it's
all become a thing.
It's not just you and me sat in a damn bedroom with a mic messing about.
Although it kind of is.
It kind of is,
at the same
yes.
time. Correspondence, of course. A little bit of news from the north. Why not? Why the hell
Mine's
not?
Incredible. Like, incredible.
Is it? What's it about?
Shop names.
Oh, great.
You know exactly
Always
where this good. Is going.
Sounds like another Bell End.
If, or Minge Lane.
Yes.
If you're listening on public transport, apologies to the fellow passengers, but you are going to be
howling.
Lolling.
Yes. Mike, now you know we've done food reviews before, and who could forget the amazing food review at the Live? This is a story. I'll explain later on, but it's a story that somebody's written for the local paper. Much in the style of Charles Dickens, I suppose.
Oh!
Way back when.
Good.
Yeah, so that's coming up. It's very, very funny. That's on the way later. How the hell are you, darling?
Well, this week I have... Now, you know, you will know that I'm travelling a lot.
Oh, too much,
a
some
lot.
Would argue.
Oh, yeah. And
you know whether you're coming or going. That washing machine's never off.
Disclaimer, I'm not offering tea and coffee up in the Mile High Club, let me tell you. I am travelling with work. But I was really struggling recently with like eating healthy food.
Yeah.
And you know, you and I are big fans of the shred. Now, it's not about weight loss, but it's about feeling good.
Yeah.
And so I've had this
eating
big,
well.
I've had this big moment where I'm like, I'm just not eating healthy. Like, it's really hard to get healthy food in American airports, for example. I'm really struggling. If any of you in America know what the hell I can eat in an airport.
What's
because
going on?
Everything is like deep fried, it's bread. I'm just like, oh,
I think
God.
Gwyneth Paltrow would get stuck into that.
Private jet.
Yeah, oh, of course.
She's on the
jet. No, I mean more of like pop into Gwyneth's.
Oh, Gwyneth hasn't got time
no,
for that.
No, she hasn't. She's not interested.
She's not interested in taking on that workload. No one is.
Enough. No, nobody can face it. Nobody can face buying the avocado in.
So, this weekend, I would like to say that I grated a cauliflower. I made cauliflower hash browns. I had a day by myself and I was like, that's it. I'm going to pre-cook. I did cauliflower hash browns.
Yeah,
now,
try.
Not at all. Oh. Cauliflower hash browns. I read online. I got the tips.
Yes.
Read. Gwyneth. Yeah. Yeah. Phoned her directly. You know, with a tea towel. Tip. Yeah. She.
Gwyneth. Gwyneth. Hash browns. What are you thinking? Cauliflower. Thanks. Bye.
So you, Gwyneth told me she didn't really. To put a baking tray down, then put a tea towel underneath, and then put your cauliflower on and grate it on that. So as it flails off everywhere, you're all capturable.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the net.
Well, it really gives and gives. I got loads.
Yeah.
And then you add two eggs, then you add a bit of chili, onion, mix it together, and then you fry it in a griddle pan and it makes a little hash brown.
Oh, does it not fall apart?
No, 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 because you've got to do them thick.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so I had them, then I did a big vegetarian stew, and then I also did homemade granola.
Oh,
and today, actually, I tried lactose-free yogurt, and I've not had a reaction.
Now, that's
so I think I could have a lactose intolerance.
Oh, you're bound to, darling. Yeah,
actually, oh, come to think of it. But I also did yoga again, because I fell out of doing
this
yoga. Now,
great.
I revisited the goals. Yeah. I'm really realigning again.
We should, actually. We should go back to our 18 and 18.
I've got it on the fridge. I've been going through, crossing off.
You?
Yeah, I've still got to climb an indoor wall. That means booking in.
God, I'm meant to be getting a sausage dog. That's not going very well. Spending all the money on paint.
Taxidermy. <Yeah. laughs> There's a loophole in everything, darling.
But also on my 1880 was to train the thing. Oh, I'll do that in 10 minutes. Sit there.
It doesn't fetch, but it's very quiet. I went swimming. Now, I haven't been swimming for a long time, and I could not find my swimming bag with all my products in.
Yes.
Now, I had a bag that was like a clear zip, and it had anti-chlorine shampoo, anti-chlorine conditioner.
Oh my God.
Facial lotions, everything, so I didn't have to panic. It had keys for lockers, goggles, flippers, hats, all that kind of thing.
Good Lord.
So I couldn't find it. Well, I had to reach around, grab stuff together, get it all together.
Yeah.
God, I forgot how cold a swimming pool is. I got the fright of my life getting in there.
Outdoors?
No, it was indoors.
Oh, you want to say something.
It was
they want to
freezing.
Turn it up. That's ridiculous. An indoor pool.
It was so cold.
I'm really surprised.
Yeah. And then afterwards, they didn't have any of the bags to put your trunks in, so I had to walk home with dripping trunks.
Oh, for
That's,
God's
I was like,
sake.
God, I hope I don't get seen now.
Do you put them in the little box thing that goes, ooh.
Yeah,
yeah,
really
did
enjoy
you dry
it.
Them?
No, they didn't have a dryer. That was
Where
the issue.
Where are you going? This is a pond. This isn't a pool at all.
Is that a private members club?
You are joking. Well, they...
Teething problems.
I'll
Teething
say,
problems.
What, the heating's broken?
Yes, yeah, so I've really been... I'm really, revisiting my holistic ways.
Yeah, not good. You needed
the
that.
The Palo Santo has been burned around my flat. I've been going through the motions. I've been really getting back into the spirituality of it all. I actually, great tip for everyone, and I must share this. My cousin told me that every day you should be spending 20 minutes a day outside. Now, it has to be a solid 20 minutes, so it can't be 5 minutes to the shop, 5 minutes back, and you add it up. Oh, just 20 minutes a day, sit outside and just appreciate being outside. I've been doing it. It's amazing.
Is it really?
It is amazing. It's a total game changer for me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't leave the house for days on end.
That's the thing. You can become this, especially for us as freelancers.
Oh, I never go outside. I looked at my step count the other day.
25.
Oh my God, it was 700. 700 steps in a day. I mean, the only thing that I would say is, the figure of eight round the flat. I mean, that must put at least, that's another couple of hundred on, surely. But yes, 700 steps. You meant to do 10,000. And you know, do you ever do that when it like shoots up and you think, what did I do that day? Oh yeah, I went in, I went to do the paint. That's what I did with that
inclines
day. Yes, that's it.
How are you?
Well, I'll be honest, darling, the heat. The heat's been doing me in, and it's only just the start of
Can
it.
I just say, though, Sarah, I walked in. Sarah, for the first time in my entire life, I've seen eating quinoa, homemade with vegetables.
Yes.
It looked delicious.
It was couscous. I must interject.
Oh, I hate couscous. I'm glad it didn't have any. I thought it was quinoa.
No, darling. I wouldn't know how to cook
but
quinoa.
But I was so impressed with you, darling.
Yeah, my homemade lunch.
Really That's getting
it.
Into it now.
And John, I said to John yesterday, when he brings some chicken back, he bought a whole cooked roast chicken, reduced. He pulled it out of his rucksack. He was like, you wanted chicken? Yeah, like some sort of hunter-gatherer that had come in.
It's very enticing.
But yes, I feel like this is a beauty question, actually. When it's this hot, I get a lot of tiny little spots.
Sweating.
Is it sweating?
You're sweating, yeah.
Oh,
so what's happening is your skin can't breathe in this heat. So it's not being able to...
I can't breathe.
So what you need to do is use a toner and really clean your skin every day and every night. Because otherwise, that's when you get like blackheads and like... Or there's it's congestion. Your skin can't breathe properly.
Would the molecular water help?
Micellar water.
Yes.
Yeah, that would help, but I would use a deeper cleanse than that.
Sure.
I would take your makeup off with that and then cleanse. Now,
shall I use that in the morning? The Micellar.
Micellar water. Use that at night to take your makeup off.
Yeah.
But don't use it in the morning. It's not a cleanser.
Oh, how, okay, so I'll just wash my face in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yes, good. I'm glad we did this.
Yeah, but also splash your face with cold water afterwards because that will close all your pores.
Okay, great. This is invaluable. Go outside, wash your face. That's
but I'm glad I'm here.
Also, a little bit of wedding update while we're here. The 6-month window has passed. We are now on the counter. We're less than 6 months away from my wedding.
I drove past the venue today.
Did you really?
Yeah. I gave it away.
Oh, thanks, darling. A little blessing. The sage walking around it.
The Working Man's Club in Shepherd's Bush. There it was.
June is becoming, you know how June gets on one, MOTB. You know, it was hats for a while. She's getting very worried about the exact wording in the invitation that will make it clear that people are not to bring children. Even though everyone's been told...
Oh, I just got an amazing invite. I've got loads of strap lines and stuff on that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'll send them
very
through.
Interested.
Honestly, my fridge is busy with invites that people don't want kids.
It's funny, isn't it? Babes in Arms, she was very keen on. Babes in Arms only. Like, only a baby that you
I'm familiar with what it means.
Well,
other people have said, like, as we don't have children of our own, we don't wish to have children at the wedding. Other people have said, we're only having family children, therefore it gives you a night off.
Yes, I think we're going to go night off, let your hair down type thing.
Put a spin on it.
Yeah, Mum said as well. June said, I think we should say that the venue's inappropriate for children. A sort of death trap.
Like spikes
kids.
Everywhere and lasers.
Don't bring your kids, yeah. Tripping, falling, tumbling down.
Giants that eat children,
that kind of thing. Yes. Oh, God. So, yeah, less than 6 months. And I haven't done what you said. I have not booked the wedding dress appointments yet. I know. I'm going to do it.
Sarah, this is classic you. You're leaving it to the last minute and it'll really come
on
you.
It's going to really
stress me out. You're only going to get married once, so just book it.
All right, fine.
Don't mess about
with it. Do you
know
what? I'm doing
By the next time I see you, because I'm away again. Yeah. By the next time I see you, I want it booked.
All right, fine. I'll book.
And if it's not, I'm going to hit the roof.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm going to march you down there myself. Dress
I'll up. I'll book it for you. You'll be going down in Vera Wang. June will be crying when that price tag comes
God,
up.
Why did you say that? I said to June, I was like, oh, the dresses. And she went, what about Vera Wang? And I said, Vera Wang? I said, are you joking, Mum? I said, Carrie Bradshaw got married in Vera Wang. She went, oh, right. In fact, what did I did? You'd laugh. I didn't call it Vera Wang the other day. I was telling somebody
Vera
that
Wing.
Story. I did. I called it something like that. I think I did call a Vera Wing. Oh, God. Yeah, all right, I promise. I promise that I will book it. Portslade Crew, I promise. I promise that I'll book it. Should we do a bit of correspondence?
Let's. Cool.
Cool.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Okay, we have had a DM on our Instagram. It's from Carino1201.
Hi. just to be clear.
Yeah.
Don't want any confusion.
Hi. I just wanted to say thanks for always making me smile. I've been a fan of the podcast from the very start and listened to it because I really like Jules' YouTube channel.
Oh,
lovely.
Pulling them over.
It was the first podcast I'd ever listened to and it is still my favourite. It provides a bit of light relief from a pretty crappy time I've been going through and I always look forward to it coming out on a Friday. I also really enjoy the Wobble podcast, but I really hate my body so much that I find it hard to listen sometimes.
Oh, love.
My body is ugly and fat and my eyes don't work properly and I can't have children. It makes me so very sad every day, mainly because I can't give my handsome and so lovely husband the children he so badly wants.
Oh, darling.
I'm grateful for the blessings I do have, but every day I'm embarrassed and I'm just that bit blind and it just causes embarrassing situations, or I'm just too fat and I don't know and people judge me. But mainly, not being able to have children just hurts so deeply every day. My body doesn't do the very thing it should be able to do. The thing that millions of billions of women can do so easily. Anyway, thank you for making me smile through all of this mangful stresses in life. You really do make a difference.
What an amazing message to write.
That takes a lot of bravery to send that message.
Absolutely massive.
And I'm sure, I mean, God, Sarah and I have not met you. We don't know, but I'm sure you are a wonderful human being.
Absolutely.
And like, body aside, situations aside, you know, you have to remember that there's so much more to life than focusing on the negative. And yes, things might not have gone the way that you wanted them to, but you know what? You're still alive. You're still on this planet. And my advice to you would be go out there and enjoy it.
Darling, sending you absolutely all the love in the world, actually, for that. Sending you absolutely loads. This has come in from MDNRSN, who says, thank you for your lovely podcast for cheering me up on the train home early from school. Anxiety and panics are ruining my school experience, but your podcast does something to try and help pull me through. Darling, hang on in there. There are things that you can do. There are things that you can do just to make you feel a little bit better. So keep working on it. Keep finding those little things, because once you do, they can just help make everything a little bit easier there. We adore you for getting in touch. We love you writing to us. It's Jules and Sarah Podcast on Instagram. Slide into the DMs. If you don't want us to use your names and stuff like that, like,
just
don't worry.
Know.
It's absolutely fine. It's totally cool. But yeah, we would always, always love to hear from you. And it's fine to write as well and say, I'd rather this doesn't get read out, anything like that. If you just want to connect, we are here. We are here and available. We'll give out the address at the end of the podcast for you to write, scribe to us, send us little things if you like. But for now, how is Ken?
Now, Ken, I don't know how this conversation came about, but it did.
We were the best kind of conversation.
No, I know. I was telling him about a bit of a drunken situation I'd got myself in recently, which I won't go into for personal reasons, but it did involve me waking up in the morning to a real telling off because I'd had one too many roses.
Sure.
Ken then said, now, this reminds me of the time that I was at the Cannes Film Festival and I had a meeting with scriptwriter Linda LaPlante.
Say no more, Ken! again. Sure.
He was like, it was back in the time when I was working for Yorkshire Television and we'd been out on the lash the evening before in Cannes and I drank far too much and, to be perfectly honest with you, I hadn't been to bed. I then had a script pitch with Linda LaPlante the next day.
Linda LaPlante. Zanica Rice all over again.
At which point I sat down after shaking Linda LaPlante's hand and realised that it was not soon a bit like
that. It was not Linda LaPlante's hand at all.
It was Linda LaBouche.
Oh, God.
But it was. I soon realised that I needed to vomit, and it all started.
Yes. Okay.
It all started to take a horrible turn. I started sweating. The scripts were being passed around, and I had to make my exit.
Okay.
I came back to the meeting room, and it was a very small room, so I know my breath will have stunk.
Oh,
and I had to sit
God.
Down and finish the meeting with Linda LaPlante. Ken's TV career never fails.
Do you know what? That's his TV career in a nutshell right there. If you just needed one story to explain what it was like in the glitzy heights.
I think he once
almost vomiting on Linda LaPlante.
I think he once missed a flight because he was at Elton John's party or something.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Ken's really brushed up against them.
Oh, my God.
He used to have a desk with Carol Vorderman.
What, they shared a desk? Hot desking, was it?
Well, it was like they were next to, they worked in the same office. His desk was next to Carol Vorderman's. I was like, she's obviously really taken that platform better than you have.
Yeah, they both.
You both had the same opportunity.
Oh my gosh, and she went into cabbage soup, leaving him behind. I once had a history teacher who was doing that diet, Carol Vorderman's diet. She brought this whole thing out, a lot of soups, a lot of cabbage soups. I don't know what was involved with it, but she was absolutely livid. Our history teacher, like the first day, she was like, oh yeah, blueberries, yeah, great. That was exotic in the noughties.
Yeah.
So she was eating.
They were exotic at one point, weren't they?
But she was doing it all, bringing it in. Day three, she'd had enough. She had it like, bloody Carol Vorderman. Oh, gosh.
How the hell is June?
Well, June, I can actually confirm, is on her way. She's on the she's on the Pendolino as we speak, tilting slightly in first class, trying to resist eating the fruitcake, to be honest. But
what's that thing you love in first class?
Uglies.
Yeah, that's it.
God, they're so good. I bought John loads of them for Christmas. If you've, honestly, it is worth paying the upgrade just to get an ugly.
God, we got smashed on that train,
do
you remember?
God, we really did. When June had given me all the Slimming World mags, that's what got me started on Slimming World.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was coming back from Manchester. Oh, God.
I think you will end up on that cover.
Do you, darling? Do you really think so?
Yeah, the way that couscous is going.
I know, do you know what I mean? Not so much the crab Benedict thing all over on bank holiday. But when I was, you know, when I was at home, we were kind of planning some of June's new looks, right? Mainly for orchestra. She was trying to find a top to wear to orchestra. And she has to wear all black, but she also has to wear something that's not too restrictive so she can fiddle, right? But she doesn't want to have her arms out. She's a lady of a certain age. So she pulled this one at this top out. She went, oh no, I can't wear that. No, that's too hobo. I was like, hobo? I said, do you mean boho? It's a bit to be honest, hobo, boho. They're both the same look as far as I'm concerned.
No, darling.
Oh,
derelict and boho are two very different looks.
Boho is my worst look.
One of my best friends is like Miss Boho.
Is she?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I don't think you can do boho if you've got boobs. There.
Well, she's booby.
Is she?
Yeah.
I'd be very interested to see how she's getting away with that.
They own Merrill's Antiques in Falmouth, if anyone's down there.
Yeah.
She's very boho.
She'd have to be.
She is.
But she sent me a message. Oh, God, it was so cute. She sent me a little message of her packed lunch for the train, which was very, very sweet. And she said, here's my fridge leftovers ready to go to London in a cool bag, which she's
Lol, that she's brought her own cool bag.
Oh, my God, can you bear it? But she says she's disguised it as a Longchamp tote for travelling.
To be honest, I was like, is that a Longchamp cool bag?
Well, they should be branching out because June... There's the use of it right there. And I can see she's got, well, she's got a box of raspberries, two Baby Bell and two hard-boiled eggs. So somebody's going to have a lovely time sat next to her on that tray.
She's cracking open that Burford brow.
That's it. But we're going to do wedding stuff, so we'll sort out the old dress.
Good.
Yeah, I'll get it sorted. Oh, God, I meant to tell you, actually, she told me off because I used up the end of my moisturiser when I was at home, and she told me off for not snipping the top off. She said she had another 4 days out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I said, enjoy yourself, June. Right, shall we do a bit of news from the north?
Let's. Now, mine has come from the Sheffield Star.
Fun.
As Britain's 20th funniest and best shop names are revealed, here are the top 9 in Sheffield.
Perfect.
Spruce Spring Clean.
Very good.
A fish called Rhonda.
Oh my God.
And Sell Fridges. Have all topped a list of the funniest and most bizarre business names in Britain.
My brother, I once said I was going to Selfridges, and my brother said, do they sell fridges?
The funny penny names are from all over the country, and just for fun, we've compiled a list of the 9 best ones in Sheffield. See how many you've spotted on your travels and let us know if you know any others. So, number 1, we've got Walk This Way, which is actually... Oh no, that's Walk to Work, which is a chain down here, isn't it?
That's no pun.
A Salt and Battered. The Effing Sandwich Shop.
Good Lord.
Outrageous. Big Baps.
Very good.
Enjoying that. Quadrophenia. Fish and Chip Shop.
Quadrophenia! Because the Codfather. There's a Codfather on every road.
That was literally the next
one.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Snip Doggy Dog, which is a dog grooming business.
That's good.
Ryan Hair.
Oh, I like Ryan Hair.
Which is a pub. But then...
It's a pub! Ryan
it's a
Hair.
Pub. Ryan Hair.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Well, why isn't it a hair salon?
It is a barbershop. It just looks like a pub.
Right, yeah, gotcha. Sure. Like, well, that's an opportunity missed. What are you going to call your pub? Ryan Hair.
Anyway, the piece then goes on to talk about this national survey that Vistaprint did to find the names. But the top 20 shop names in the UK. I'm going to give you
that's
the list.
That's what this is. Right, okay.
That's what this is. So we've got Sherlock Holmes, which is a locksmith from Portsmouth.
Very nice.
Floral and Hardy, which is florists in Hertfordshire. We've got A Fish Called Rhonda in Wales. Right Hassle, solicitors.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? A Right Hassle.
Jean-Claude Van Man. Which is a removal company from Merseyside. Great Expectations, which is fireplace specialists.
Do you know what? I think I've seen it. I think I've seen Great Expectations.
It's in Wimbledon. Bonnie Tyler, which is tiling and plumbing in Gateshead. This is an amazing one. Deja Brew, which is a coffee house in Denton. The Chop Father, which is a barber's in Bristol.
Yeah, good.
We've got Facial Attraction, which is a beauty salon in Pontypool in Wales. Samuel L. Jackson, the L stands for learning for a driving instructor. Raid Shelter, which is a hairdresser's in Norfolk.
Yeah, that's good.
This is great. Alan Cartridge, which is office supplies in Leeds.
Oh, God, they're so good.
Jason Donovan, which is a food truck serving doner kebabs.
Brilliant.
Donovan.
Oh, Donovan. Oh, my God. It's so good.
PG Trips, which is a bus charter.
Well, you know, in Kentish Town, we've got Kenfish Town, which is the,
good.
That's the fish and chip place. I've seen Crowning Glory, a lot of hairdressers called the Crowning Glory.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and also there was Pizza the Action, which was a pizza place.
If you see any good shop names,
send them through. Please send them in. Now, are you ready for a bit of a jackanory?
Oh my gosh,
a bit of story time, because this is Haunted Wirral. This is from the Wirral Globe, which we had great fun with last week. Welcome to Haunted Wirral, a feature series written by world-famous psychic researcher Tom Slellman for The Globe. In this latest tale, Tom explores the strange case of Tranmere's terrifying woman in black. So are you ready? This is his story that he's written as part of a series. At dusk, Tranmere's Agnes Road is a sleepy little row of 24 houses, terraced, detached and semi-detached.
Detailed.
Nestling amongst a row of young horse chestnut trees adjoining Mersey Park. However, behind the respectable facade of this pleasant suburban road, a supernatural terror lurks in one of the houses, and it is a haunting which has left an unfathomable mystery in its wake that remains unsolved to this day.
Ooh.
The house was, like most of the terraced houses on Agnes Road, built in 1945, and in the early 1970s, a couple in their 20s, we'll call them Keith and Heidi, moved into the house. Keith was a taxi driver, and Heidi had just started as a secretary in a local school. It was summer when the couple moved into the house, and Keith called on a friend named Roger to get the back garden into shape, as the grass was overgrown and there was rampant growth of weeds that needed to be tackled.
Like Ken's lawn last week.
Roger arrived at the house in his old Morris Minor on Saturday morning with shears, a machete and a petrol-driven lawnmower.
Gosh.
And Heidi continually supplied him with ice-cold cordial and sandwiches as he worked, stripped to the waist under the blistering sun. That was Roger, not Heidi. At one point, as Heidi was watching the inane Abbott and Costello film on the television, Roger ran into the lounge and declared that he had just seen a ghost. Hurry up before she goes, he told Heidi. And he ran through the kitchen and into the garden. But when Heidi got out there, Roger said, she's gone. She was all dressed in black and had sort of a sticky out dress on. Her face looked as white as chalk and her hair was jet black done up in a bun. Oh, that's great. That's all we need in a new home. A ghost, said Heidi, with a little icy shudder down her back on such a hot August day. I'm serious, Heidi, said Roger, staring at the spot at the end of the garden where he'd seen the ghost appear. I'm not pulling your leg or anything. I know. I believe you, Roger, said Heidi. And your arms have gone all goose pimply, she observed.
Gosh, Roger's on the edge.
She was bending down as if she was picking something up or searching for something near that tree stump, Roger recalled. And he walked off, wading through the long grass until he reached the spot. He bent down and almost vanished into the jungle of weeds and grass. And then Heidi saw him throwing grass sods he uprooted in every direction. Roger then lifted something up. It looked like a box. He brought it over to Heidi. It was a small coffin. Heidi felt faint when she saw it. It looks like a baby's coffin, she said, drawing back from the coffin, which was about 2 feet in length. Who'd bury a child in a garden? Roger wondered, and he tried to wipe the encrusted soil from the small rusted plaque on the coffin, but instead he lost his grip on the box and it slipped from his hand and landed on the path. Upon impact, the lid came off and something fell out as Heidi screamed. A strange-looking wooden doll in tattered grey clothes tumbled across the path to Heidi's sandals. She was relieved it wasn't a corpse, but it was still a gruesome find.
Too near her sandals for my liking.
Roger crouched down and said, look at that, what in God's name? The doll's head, carved out of a dark wood, had what looked like five little daggers inserted into it. One in each ear, one in each eye, and one in the mouth. Heidi told Roger to rebury the coffin and the doll, but he took it to his car and put it in the boot. He intended to take the weird doll to an antiques expert to see if it was worth anything. Always seeing an opportunity. Roger mowed the back garden and Heidi's husband Keith returned home on a break from the cabs. Before Heidi could mention the ghost and the doll in the coffin, Keith said, you're not going to believe this. As I was pulling up outside, I saw a woman in black, all old-fashioned clothes and that. She was looking into Roger's car. What? Gasped Heidi. Keith said this figure had vanished as he got out of the car. Heidi told him that the same ghost had been seen in the back garden, and she also told him about the doll with the daggers in its head that had been found in the coffin, interred in the back garden. Keith was glad Roger was taking the doll, as he felt it had something to do with witchcraft. However, as Roger drove home that day, he got the fright of his life when he saw the pale-faced woman in black hovering alongside the car. She screeched at Roger, and her head and arms somehow came into the car and grabbed him. Roger drove back to the house on Agnes Road, and he reburied the coffin and its wooden corpse. Keith protested at him reburying the coffin, but Roger swore at him and drove off. Every evening, the couple saw the woman in black kneeling at the site of the buried coffin, and in the end, they left the house. Just what that doll with five daggers in its head represents, I do not know.
Gosh.
So yes, that was an eerie tale. And there is a series.
Took a real turn there.
I've got to show you the picture, though, of the woman in black swooping in.
That's incredible.
So there you go, a little ghost story for you, Portslade crew. Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yes. Sorry, I was yawning then.
No,
I'm
I
so
know,
sorry.
Fair enough, it went on a while. Would you rather give bad advice or take bad advice?
Oh, I feel like I take bad advice every week.
All the time.
Yeah, I think, yeah, take bad advice. Because, well, if I knew it was bad advice,
yes,
then definitely. I think I'd rather give bad advice to someone who I'm not bothered about.
Yeah, fair enough. Or I was thinking if you were bothered, you could maybe, you know, accompany it by saying, this is bad advice. FYI. Played Would You Rather and you see.
Heads up, I'm under a spell.
Yes, this is bad advice. Don't take it.
Double blink.
So you're going for give bad advice.
Yes.
We absolutely adore you for listening. Thank you so much for sitting through my ghost story. News from the North took a very funny turn. We'll be back
to
normality next week. It was all very, very
Put
odd.
Put the Ouija boards
absolutely.
Away.
We absolutely adore you for
oh,
listening.
We adore it.
You can get in touch anytime. The address, if you want to write to us, is...
The Portslade Crew HQ.
P.O. Box
6-6-7-4-7
London
N-W-5-9-G-H.
We always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
I really wanted to do a word, but I haven't found one in time, so we're getting another affirmation.
Oh, lovely.
Can't apologise enough. I matter, and what I have to offer to this world also matters.
Oh, yes, yes. Very good, very, very good. We adore you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.